Hi and welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice minute by minute. This minute we will be discussing minute 111, which depending on your version goes from around 1 hour 50 minutes and 30 seconds to 1 hour 51 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm your host Sandra.
And I'm Susanna. And last time, Lady Catherine barged in to Pemberley, Longbourn. Why did I say Pemberley? Oh, because of the ending of last minute.
Re-recording this back to back.
Yes. It's fine. So Lady Catherine stormed into Longbourn and demanded to speak to Lizzie alone and immediately flung insults at her head. And basically demanded to know if there was any base for the rumor going around that she and Mr. Darcy were a thing. Lizzie bit off, tried to defend herself. And was actually a little bit sassy, saying that while Lady Catherine may ask questions, she is under no obligation to answer because she's not the boss of her. And we ended the minute with Lady Catherine having 3 incredibly horrible insults. 1 for Lizzie herself, 1 about Lydia's marriage, and lastly, that if there was any truth to it, that, you know, it would be a shame on Pemberley. We ended and we start this minute with the beautiful but awful sentence, "Heaven and earth are the shades of Pemberley to be thus polluted."
Yeah.
Damn.
Again, a good one.
Yes.
And actually, that's right where we pick off, because that's not the last thing that Lady Catherine has to say. But she also adds, "Now tell me, once and for all, are you engaged to him?"
She is so angry.
It's growing, but it keeps growing and growing. Like, before we started with baseless rumors, then it's apparently rumors that have been circulated by Lizzie herself. Then she asks whether there has been a proposal. Mm-hmm. And now she's asking, like, are you already engaged?
Yeah.
Like, she's really, really scared that there is something serious going on between them.
Yes, because, of course, Lady Catherine was there when they interacted,
and yeah,
even back then, you know, there were sparks, there was still a lot between them, and there were still a lot of misunderstandings between them and a lot of hard feelings. But she was there at Rosings, seeing how Darcy and Lizzie interacted with each other, and she possibly already saw that there was some kind of interest there.
Actually, because now that I think back to it, it was very clear that Lady Catherine already tried to keep them apart, because as soon as Darcy tried to speak privately to Lizzie, she was actually always there to interrupt him and to call him to her side.
Yes.
So she was, she's like, you know, really defending, actually trying to save this marriage for her daughter, for her daughter's sake. So she's been keeping off probably any lady around Darcy. But definitely if then these rumors start to spread and she thinks back to the interactions between them, I can see why she takes it seriously.
Oh, yes. Definitely. But I also understand, Lizzie's reaction to it, because these insults really seem to hurt Lizzie.
Yeah.
At first, she seemed mostly angry. And though, a little cornered, she did defend herself.
Yeah.
But now, in this moment, she just kind of feels sad.
Yeah, and she even takes a few seconds to reply.
Yes. And, you know, she has these big, watery Keira Knightley eyes. how else can I call it?
The Keira Knightley eyes. Yeah, yes. Exactly. You know the one.
Exactly. And then she says, I am not. because she isn't engaged to him.
And that hurt her very much. Like,
and yeah,
I think we've said it last minute. Is that it was only a few hours ago that she was crying her heart out that she didn't get the man that she wanted to marry.
Absolutely. And this does kind of reel Lady Catherine back in.
Mm-hmm.
Before, yeah, she really seemed furious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now she seems calmer. Because, yeah, okay, her biggest panic is not there. Okay, they're not engaged.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that the danger is over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, you can kind of see herself just in one breath kind of collect herself.
Yeah.
And she then continues, and you will you promise never to enter into such an engagement? And now she's back into that, like, stern role that she kind of started in.
Yeah, yeah. She's, like, calm but stern.
Yeah.
Like, the standard Lady Catherine,
yes,
thing, actually.
She lost control there for a little of her feelings.
Yeah.
But she's getting back to it because now, yeah, her worst fear is not there. Okay.
But Lizzie, she very bravely responds with, "I will not, and I certainly never shall."
Again, she looks so sad. No, she also looks angry again, but...
But no, but this is basically her saying she will never make a promise to Lady Catherine that she will never be engaged to him. She's saying, no, if he tries again, then I will not promise you that I won't say yes.
I don't think that's quite it.
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, Lizzie has kind of given up on Darcy. Okay. Of course, we know that that's not going to happen. But I think for Lizzie, it feels quite impossible for something to ever go awry. But this is a matter of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Lady Catherine has come here demanding it, she's like, no. I'm not going to give you what you want.
Yeah.
Especially not because you came in here like, you know, a disgruntled child demanding I keep my hands off your favorite toy.
That's a great description of Lady Catherine.
Yeah. So, and Lady, yeah, Catherine, you know, she gasps a little and like,
yeah, yeah,
goes like, back like,
you dare say this to me?
How dare you?
But yeah, this is kind of the point where Lizzie is like, I am truly done with you now. So she says, you have insulted me in every way, in every possible way, and can now have nothing further to say. I must ask you to leave immediately.
And just applause. Such a nice shutdown.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's probably the politest thing that she could have done in this situation. Yeah. Like, I don't think any answer would have really pleased Lady Catherine without, you know, having to be on her knees and beg Lady Catherine for mercy, which she's not going to do. So she very calmly just says this. She's like, I'm not going to fight with you. We're just ending this here.
Yeah, I'm ending this conversation.
Yeah.
There is nothing left that you could say to me. I'm not making any promises.
Yeah.
And you have no right to demand it of me.
Especially in my own house. So, yes, you know, please and go.
I like that with that, she says, I must ask you to leave immediately. We immediately also see her turn towards, yeah, the door.
Yeah, she doesn't leave any room for Lady Catherine to come back at her.
No.
She's...
It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. And we kind of, we see Lady Catherine who's still standing there, and she looks so shocked, and her eyes follow Lizzie's movement as she, yeah, you know, goes to open the door.
Which has everyone behind it.
Ah, That's great. Of course, this is Longbourn. What do we do in Longbourn? We listen at doors.
And I especially like that Mrs. Bennet is the one closest to the door.
Yeah, of course. I mean, where did all these girls learn it from? Their mother, of course.
Absolutely. But of course, Mr. Bennet is also there. And
oh, yeah.
And all the girls as well. Like, yeah. This is a family event.
But you can see how shocked they are as well at this sudden interruption. Like, they didn't expect it to end so soon as well, because they kind of, you know, step away very surprised. Like, oops.
Yeah, they back up and like, oh, okay, yes. But Lizzie is ignoring it. She literally just opens the door.
Yeah.
And says goodnight.
Because Lady Catherine has not, you know, of course, started any movements yet, since this is all happening so fast. So it's just like, good night. And now you're supposed to walk away.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that this does seem to throw Lady Catherine off. Like, she doesn't quite seem to know how to respond to this.
Exactly. She has probably never been pointed to a door before. No.
She seems a little flustered.
Yeah, and then all of these Bennets are at the door as well. And they probably, I mean, she was kind of shouting before. They probably all heard what she said.
Oh, so absolutely, yeah.
It's not just Lizzie that, you know, knows another side of her. It's also the entire Bennet family.
It is. And we already established that Lady Catherine feels like she's above the Bennets.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it is embarrassing.
Yes.
If you let yourself go, especially around people that you think of as less, and that you're being shown the door as if you're the one who's less than.
Yeah. It's like her confidence definitely wavers a little bit, and well, she does decide that it is probably the best thing for her to just leave now. So she starts to walk out. But as soon as she does make another remark. Because, of course, she's Lady Catherine. She can't just leave, you know, without saying anything. That would make a fool of her. So she kind of throws out I have never been thus treated in my entire life.
Yes.
Just, you know. This sounds like it goes for the entire family, but of course they've been nothing but polite to her. It's only when she started insulting Lizzie that she was, you know, insulted back at.
Yeah. But I do think that it's interesting that, you know, she's been startled by Lizzie's response in such a way that she kind of just goes along with Lizzie kicking her out.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
Again, obviously, if she hadn't lost her cool like that, and she wasn't, you know, kind of probably a little flustered with how she behaved, and because in this scene, it really seems like Lizzie is the bigger person here.
It's
and that is uncomfortable. I also really like that as she storms out talking about how she's never been treated thus in her life, that everyone except for Lizzie bows while she leaves.
It's like Lizzie is as she leaves, the camera actually stays on Lizzie, and she's just, you know, standing in the doorway. Her face is very stoic, like she's just keeping everything in, like she's doing everything to not shout after this crazy lady again. And as soon as she has left, you can just see that, you know, finally she's able to breathe again.
Yes.
This was a very tense situation, and she handled it very well.
And she does seem kind of out of breath almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
This took courage on her part.
Yeah.
And partly to keep control like that, but also to, you know, get all that thrown at her.
Yeah.
Some things that are things that she is actually not okay with yet. That she is, that she cried about just a couple of hours earlier.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lot. And of course, her nosy family is also there and heard everything. Yep. So immediately, as Lady Catherine leaves, they turn to her like, Lizzie, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Without the hell, it's actually Earth. But
oh, what on Earth? Oops.
but you know.
Sentiment.
And then the camera switches angles so that we see Lizzie from among the position of the other Bennets. And then Lizzie also starts walking out the room while saying, it's just a small misunderstanding. Girl, that was Lady Catherine de Bourgh standing on your doorstep in the middle of the night. That is not a small misunderstanding. No. You're not fooling anyone.
But she clearly doesn't want to talk about it anymore because she was made uncomfortable by Lady Catherine. And she doesn't want to rehash everything to her parents and her sisters. And she doesn't want to explain how while the rumor that Lady Catherine heard is somewhat based in reality, that reality is long gone. And because of Lydia, that chance has gone.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what all the feelings that she's struggling with. So when they call out again, she is upset.
I do actually like this because as she, you know, tries to make her way through all of her family, her mother calls Lizzie, but she sounds both super confused but also worried for her daughter. And we don't really see Mrs. Bennet worry for Lizzie so much.
No.
Because they kind of clash in personality. So
absolutely,
I actually really like this tiny little Lizzie that is thrown in there.
It is nice because again, we are on team Mrs. Bennet is trying her best in the best way she knows how.
Which is not always, you know, the best possible way, but it's very clear that she lost her daughters, all of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
But Lizzie's having none of it right now.
No.
And she actually yells back, oh, for once in your life, leave me alone. And she runs up the stairs to her room, probably.
And actually, no one is following. Not even Kitty is giggling. And I guess that among the Bennets, Lizzie probably has the most fiery temper. But I don't think she's actually fallen out with them this much. Because they're all kind of
shocked and confused.
Yeah. Like, okay, I guess we really need to leave her alone for a moment.
Also, shout out to the two servants that are just like kind of in the back again.
They're already gossiping about this, you know, what is happening now.
Juicy, juicy gossip.
Ooh. Never a boring day in Longbourn.
I mean, honestly, let's be very clear here. The servants all deserve to gossip about the rich people.
Yes.
That is just a given.
Yeah.
But
And then the screen changes to complete darkness.
Yes.
And as the camera kind of then slowly moves up again and we are moving to a new scene. So it's kind of revealed that Lizzie is lying on one side in her bed. We see a close-up of her face with her eyes open. So she's clearly awake. She can't sleep, of course. I mean, I wouldn't be able to either.
No.
Yeah.
Pumped full of adrenaline. It's
yes.
Such
and
an
thoughts,
event.
So many thoughts.
Yes. And we basically end the minute with her, you know, getting up and we see Jane next to her sleeping.
Yeah. Like she, you know, she takes in a breath and her eyes move around a bit like, okay, clearly this whole sleeping thing is not working. So better just get out and walk, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we're in the minute.
Jane is sleeping very peacefully behind her. So, I mean
Jane is engaged. She doesn't have any worries.
Yeah. On the other hand, I can imagine that she is also quite worried for Lizzie.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But yeah, that is where we end this minute. So next minute, no more fighting between Catherine and Lizzie. We're done with that. So we enter two new exciting things.
Yes.
Or not so much next minute, I think, but it's soon. Yes. You know what's coming.
Romance.
Meanwhile, you can follow us on Instagram under the name PNP Minutes, which you can also find in the show notes. I have been your host, Sandra.
And I've been Susanna. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.